Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Maryland farmers are turning out some of their best produce at this time of the year. When the emphasis seems to be on young and tender, it's when we see a lot of the baby varieties of our food. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, one of the most interesting is the baby beet.
Oh, yeah. And so just to be clear, any variety of beet can be sold as a baby beet.
I mean, it's just
pull it up early, right?
Right.
I think you'll see three main ones in the market. Certainly the red beet, which we all know, which is super sweet and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
The golden, or what people call yellow beets sometimes, which mm-hmm. are great. And then the chioga, which is that candy striped. It's red and white striped when you cut it open. I see those a lot. Two varieties, though, that I really like that I think are worth searching out. There's a candy cane beet. And the candy cane beet looks similar to chioga on the inside, except the stripes that are red are really actually dark purple. What's interesting about that is it's one of the sweetest beets out there. Because of its high sugar content, you don't have to cook it very long. So it's mm-hmm. a really interesting beet to cook. The other one that's really fun is called Blancoma beets. They're pure white. They may not add the visual excitement that kind of red or yellow beets would add to a dish.
Right.
But their taste is amazing. Their creamy texture, which is very mm-hmm. interesting. So if you can find them, look for them. I think they're really worth searching out.
Now, I have always liked big beets because they're easier to peel.
Well, that's the thing. So talking about cooking them, you know, there's the big question, to peel them before or to peel them after. I mean, certainly big beets, you just peel them beforehand,
right,
no matter what you do. I think because of the challenge of these beets being small, roasting, you know, is probably one of the best techniques to use to cook these. And I would roast them with the skin on.
Okay.
Way, when they're done, you know, they're fork tender. You can sort of just push the skin off them with your fingers, or just maybe help it get off the beet with a paring knife.
Right.
I mean, unless you're really good at peeling tiny things, it's probably just as easy to cook them, you know, with the skin on and deal with it afterwards when it's easier to peel off.
Right.
The other technique, though, that's fun to cook baby beets is to use a mandolin and mm-hmm. to slice them thin mm-hmm. and then to just blanch them in boiling water so that they remain a little bit chewy, a little bit of texture. And mm-hmm. these thin slices of sort of red, yellow, and striped beet look beautiful just dashed on top of salads.
I can see making a gorgeous salad using, you know, two or three of these varieties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you get just
and
incredible
again, be
visuals.
Careful on the mandolin, but, get them sliced thin and like literally 15, 30 seconds in boiling water and then in ice bath to cool them off, make them beautiful.
I think one of the things that really goes best with beets is white balsamic vinegar.
Yes, of course.
It's just a great dressing for
it. And they're certainly perfect for salads. I mean, this is a good time actually to do a little bit of pickling also,
mm-hmm.
because the baby beets pickle so nicely.
Yeah.
And maybe farmers are nice enough to plant you a fall crop and pull them out small, but you're definitely going to find them in the spring. And actually, because of beets being so sort of texturally solid, canning them this time of year and letting them sit in the basement, you know, till the fall gives that vinegar a little extra time to soften them up and really make them delicious when you pull them out in the winter.
You have to be getting a really great sweet and sour
yes.
product.
Yeah, and there's a lot of fall things like, you know, ramps and mm-hmm. these spring onions that go well in the pickling mix that make it worthwhile.
Well, go get some of those little baby beets.
Yes.
They're a lot of fun. Trim them up, wash them up really well, and cook them with the skins on.
Yeah.
And they're good to go. I'm Al Spohler.
Yeah, and I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.